Granny, then. I believe that's Irene.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the brilliant dedication ceremonies for the Mars rocket ship came to a dismal ending when the old fellows discovered that they'd built the ship so big that it was impossible to get it out of the observatory. This misfortune completely ruined the sale of stock in the Mars Expedition Corporation. And so, with Treasurer Skimp still out of town, Lum and Abner are now faced with a large stack of bills and no money to pay them with. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Oh, howdy, Lum.
Hello, Abner.
Janie, am I tired?
Yeah. What did you finally study up to do with the rocket ship?
Let me sit down here first.
Oh, here you go.
I'm more to a frazzle.
Yeah, sit down.
More to a frazzle.
Yeah, make you feel comfortable.
I don't believe I was cut out for manual labor, Abner. I'm more of a hand at head work, figures and stuff like that, I think.
Well, what did you and Cedric decide to do, Lum? Did you take the rocket ship to pieces?
No, we decided not to do that after all, thank goodness.
Well, how are we going to get down to the observatory then? That thing will never go through that door, I can tell you that right now, Lum.
I know it, Lum, but here's what we've done. We tore out the whole north side of the building.
Tore it out?
Yeah. Might not ruin the observatory, but leastways we can get the rocket ship out now.
Yeah.
That's more important right now.
Yeah, I reckon it is. I don't believe there's much use for having that observatory anymore no way, Lum. All we used it for was to look at Mars. Now we're taking a trip up there where we can do all the looking we need to from right there.
Yeah, I believe you're right there, Abner.
No, I'll be able to see it if we're standing on it.
To be right honest, I never could make out anything through that telescope, Professor. No way.
No, me neither. And going up there will be a heap better. That is, we get there in the daytime.
Well, don't worry about that. We'll more than likely stay there several days, and we'll have a lot of opportunity to see Mars in the daylight.
We will, huh?
Yeah, Professor Sloan's making out a list of things he wants us to check up on when we're up there.
Check up on?
Yeah, we have to take pictures and test the minerals in the ground and write up reports and I don't know what all. So you see, that'll take us quite a while.
Oh, sure.
You know we'll be there in the daytime.
Yeah, well, I better have Elizabeth pack us a bigger lunch in. Yes, sir. Better take along some postcards, too. Little Pearl just loves to get them postcards.
Well, they might have some postcards up there, Abner.
Huh?
You want to send some that's got a picture of the hotel we're staying at?
Oh, sure, yeah, I'll do that. Want to put a cross mark on the window where our room's at, too, so she'll know.
Yeah, of course, we might not stay in a hotel, though.
Huh?
They might not have hotels up there on Mars.
Oh?
Maybe they just live in caves or something.
Well, I'll just put a cross mark on the cave, then. Well, when are we going to start? Tomorrow?
No, we can't leave till day after tomorrow.
Doggy, I'd love to get started before that, Lum. The rocket ship's already in.
Yeah, all but the dynamite.
Dynamite?
Yeah, that's what we're going to use to get it started with. Walt Bates has got some over at the mill and said he'd sell it to us.
I thought we was going to use skyrockets.
No, them things wouldn't be no good. They're just for kids.
Huh?
Professor Sloan said skyrockets wouldn't get us as far as Cherry Hill, even.
Well, no use to use them and walk to Cherry Hill.
Well, sure. We got to have something a whole lot more powerful than that.
No, Miss Lum, I don't know where I like that dynamite idea or not.
Don't like it.
Oh, ain't that liable to make us go too fast?
Oh, no, we want to go fast. That's a long ways up there.
Yeah, but don't forget how scared me and you got on that elevator in Kansas City that went up so fast, you know.
Oh, well, this is different. You'll never even feel this.
Well, maybe we ought to sort of postpone this trip for a week or two. I got some things I want to do around the house, I think.
No, I don't want to put it off no longer than we have to, Abner. I want to get back here as quick as we can so we can start making all that money and get these bills paid up.
Yeah, we ought to do that all right, but I believe...
That's the only way we'll ever get them paid, I know that.
Yeah.
We ain't sold no more of them shares of stock in our corporation. And it don't look like we're going to, neither.
No, we almost sold some of that dedication ceremony the other day, but when the folks seen we couldn't even get the rocket ship out of the observatory, they just sort of laughed and went on home.
Yeah, dad blame them. We'll show them, though. They forget that he who laughs last, laughs best.
Huh?
I mean that when all them folks that laughed at us see us coming back from Mars, they're going to realize that this is a horse of a different color.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they see us become celebrities and start giving lectures and making moving pictures and writing books about Mars and giving everybody our autographs, they're going to be awful sorry they treat us this way. Squire Skimp's going to wake you up and pull out of the corporation, too, I bound you.
Yeah.
By the way, you ain't heard any more from Squire, have you? Abner? Abner, I asked you a question.
I never heard you. I was talking about something before. What'd you say?
I said, had you heard anything from Squire yet?
No. Here's a woman who brung over a batch of new bills for us to pay, laid them over on the counter.
New ones?
Yeah, that's back there.
Then he's ordered them for her. Has Professor Sloan been ordering some more of them scientific instruments for us to take along? For goodness sakes, Abner, can't you pay attention to what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out something for myself here.
Figure out something?
Yeah, you always care to get mad whenever I ask you to explain something like this to me.
Explain something like what?
Well, whatever it is, I can't get it. I give up. What color is he?
What color is who? Professor Sloan?
No, that horse you was talking about. You said he was a different color, not different from what?
What horse? Oh. For goodness sake.
Huh?
That's just an old Edward saying I get off once in a while. All I said was when them folks see us coming back from Mars, it'll be a horse of a different color.
Now, for the land's sake, I never know that. Why didn't you tell me we was coming back that way?
Coming back what way?
Horseback.
Horseback?
Yeah.
Who said anything about riding horseback? We're riding back inside that rocket ship.
Well, you said... I see. Our horse is going to pull it, huh? So, if I don't believe he can do that, Lum, that rocket ship's awful big and heavy for one horse.
Goodness sakes.
No, sir, that's asking too much of him. Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? Of course he can do it. It'll be downhill coming back, won't it?
Well, yeah, it'll be downhill, all right, but...
I don't know why I never thought of that before. Such ignorance.
Such ignorance is right. I suppose this horse can fly right through the air.
I suppose so. I don't know how else he can make a trip like that. No, because I'm awful anxious to see him, Lum. This will be the first flying horse I ever seen in my life. Whereabouts did you get him at, Lum?
I never got him.
Oh, who did, Professor Sloan? You know, this is going to be a good one on me. I just happen to think of something. The other night, little Pearl showed me a picture of some flying horses in a school book, and I told her there weren't actually no such a thing. She's sure going to have the laugh on me, ain't she?
Well, you was right, they ain't. Now forget about that and tell me what them new bills was for.
Oh, they was for the same thing the others were. One outfit said if we didn't pay up, they'd want to attach our rocket ship or something like that.
They did, huh?
Yeah, that's what they said.
And now, that's the trouble now. There's too many attachments on that rocket ship already. All them gadgets the professor ordered.
Yeah, what color is this flying horse, Lon? Green?
Green?
Yeah, then a little Pearl school book was green and pink, and I believe one of them had purple wings on it. I know when you said this was a horse of a different color, you were sure right, you know. A green horse that flies.
Abner, I never said nothing about a green horse.
Oh? What color is he in? Pink?
No, he ain't no color.
He ain't? Is he invisible? No, because I don't believe I like that long. When I look out the front of that rocket ship to see the horse, I want to be able to see him. Why, he could break away and run off, and we'd never even know it. Leave us set right there till we starve to death.
Leave us set where?
Well, I ain't set somewhere twixt here and Mars. Wait a minute, though. Here, I know there ain't nothing up there to set on, is it?
Of course not.
Well, that's even worse. We just fall, huh? I believe I'm again this side. You better just count me out on it.
No,
trip.
You're going along.
No, sir, not if we're coming back by invisible flying horse. I wouldn't know what to feed him no way. Oats or bird seed or what.
Listen, Abner, we ain't going... Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring, though.
Even if I did know what to feed him, I couldn't find his mouth. I couldn't see him.
Hello, jot him down, store. Lum Eddard's talking. Oh, howdy, Professor.
Professor, tell him to take that horse back where he got him, Lum.
What do you mean, good news?
I want no part of that, Barney.
You did. Well, good for you.
Is it something about the horse?
You say he's a personal friend of yours?
Personal friend? Don't get that professor has some peculiar friends.
A lot of money in the bank, huh?
Huh?
And you figure you might buy all the rest of our Mars stock?
Of course, buy stock. Settle.
Well, I hope so, too. Let me know as soon as you get a hearing back from him.
Hearing back?
Well, much obliged, Professor.
It is something.
Yeah, goodbye. Now, Granny's Evan, we might get all them deals paid after all. Professor Sloan wrote to a rich friend in Little Rock and...
Ah, you know what he's saying. I don't believe a word of it.
Don't believe a word of it?
No, sir, in the first place, I don't believe he could read the professor's letter. And in the second place, I don't believe he's got a lot of money in the bank, and even if he has, he'll never be able to get it out.
Well, why can't he get it out?
Because he can't prove he ever deposited, that's why.
Now, what are you talking about?
Listen, Lum, when an invisible horse goes into a bank and deposits some money, nobody can see him, so how can he ever prove it was him that done it? I'm getting out of this whole thing while I'm getting out is good, Lum. Flying horse that writes letters and got money in a bank and invisible. That's too much for me.